Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome everyone to episode number 124 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with
George motherfucking Tripsis.
The motherfucking Tripsis is here.
Yeah.
Where's Dave, man?
Dave no here, man.
Dave's not here, man. Who do we got?
And Justin is.
And Justin's not here. Wow. So Dave's not here.
We're abandoned.
Empty nest.
Dave is not here because he's getting prepared for the Sherwood Fair, which is an event that's happening outside of Austin.
Right.
And they will be selling their wares there for his company. So he's getting prepared. He's working hard.
Yeah. So people who are planning to go to that show, go check it out.
Go check out Geekazoid. They're there. Yeah. I don't know what name they're going
under. I don't know if it's under Geekazoid or
we'll
not.
We'll find out.
You would have to ask Dave to know for sure.
But Dave's not here, man.
Yeah.
Dave. But we do have my co-host from the MSRcast Metal Podcast. We have Sean the Metal Pigeon.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Back once again.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Feeling pretty metal?
Always.
Yeah.
He's the Metal Pigeon.
I'm taking a day off from metal today. I actually haven't listened to anything.
Really? Oh, wow.
Which is a rarity, I know.
I actually listen to metal
so,
today.
Like, tell me, when you're not listening to metal, what do you listen to?
Sports radio.
That was quick. Sports radio. Oh, God.
I've got some quarterback controversy stuff going on in Houston right now.
Does sports radio, like, calm you or something, or...?
Well, no, I mean, I'm actually interested in what's going on and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did they talk about
so you had a stake
ball?
In the Super Bowl when that whole Super Bowl thing was happening?
I was, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Were you going for Brady?
No, I hate the Patriots.
Yeah, fuck Brady.
Yeah.
I did watch that show. The show.
The show?
It's
not a show, Kerry.
I watched the before and after of the Lady Gaga concert.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big fan, but it was a good game.
Dramatic.
It was an okay game until the very end. Then it started sucking.
Because they won.
Yeah.
Well, the patch.
I'm surprised you watched it. Why were you watching it?
Family. My family always gets together every year.
He was forced to watch it. Basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I was actually live streaming for work about all the commercials and trailers and stuff, so I had to watch it.
Huh.
So.
I don't even remember. There was not even a good commercial during the Super Bowl.
No, the commercial sucked.
The trailers were good, but there was no really good commercial.
What good trailers were there? Trailers that we haven't seen already.
The George Takei Pizza Hut commercial was the...
I don't remember that one.
We kept on saying,
one.
Oh my, over and over
again.
Yeah,
and I know, but that was the best one. That's all you get.
Yeah, you're right. This year was not very good.
This is the worst year of commercials. It's either that or we're getting older.
Bad commercials. Patriots win the Super Bowl in Houston. It's just unfortunate. All around.
It did really well for Houston, though. I'll tell you that much.
City made a lot of money.
It did.
Sure, yeah. A lot of
interest in
sex trafficking and drugs. And
oh, that's
still
harder.
Money.
That's tertiary. That's not... That's on the side.
So anyway, Kerry, what have you been up to?
I saw a movie finally.
Yeah, I've seen some movies.
I went to a movie theater to see a movie.
Wow.
I saw Lego Batman.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you like it?
I did like it. It's not great, but it's fun.
How dare you.
It wasn't as good as a Lego movie, I'll put it that way.
Okay, I'll agree with you.
I think they could have cut it down maybe like just a little bit, maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Oh no, I needed to be longer.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. The first half hour of the movie, 20 minutes, it's amazing.
I think the whole movie is funny. It's not the best movie.
It slows down in a lot of parts.
And it doesn't really have a good plot or anything like that. But it's deep cuts for anybody that's a Batman fan. And the
voice cast is freaking stellar.
Yeah. And it was funny. It's not as good as the Lego movie.
No.
But it's just so much fun to watch. So, and kids are going to
I was wondering,
go crazy
we might spoil
movie.
A little bit. It's been out for, what, 2-3 weeks?
I think 3 weeks now.
I was wondering how, because like in the Lego movie, they brought all these characters together from, you know, different IPs and properties. And I was like, how are they going to do that in the Batman movie? They figured out a way. And it was pretty ingenious. It was great.
Yeah, they talked about all the Batman properties because it's under the Warner Brother umbrella.
Right.
So.
I mean, they were definitely not. I'm talking about all the villains that came out towards the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was
but
cool.
They were definitely not afraid to make fun of themselves. and make fun of the history of the Batman character.
My only gripe about the movie is, like, since they had all those villains from that movie, they should have had all the heroes from those properties show up, too, to help fight off those.
Right.
That would have been fun to see.
So, to spoil it a little bit, Batman sends the Joker off into the negative...
Phantom Zone.
I was thinking negative zone. That's Marvel.
Yeah.
Where he, like, stole the
DC
thing.
DC world, man.
He stole the thing from Superman, sent him in there, and... all these villains were there for some reason, like Sauron.
Well,
and...
it's Sauron.
Yeah.
Like, wow, he got really excited there. so I like
Lord of the Rings.
So the Phantom Zone is like this giant place where all the properties kind of meet, where all the villains get banished when they get defeated. That's where they kind of hang out at.
It's and Sauron's under the WB.
Yeah, it was made by Warner Brothers.
So it had they included so the villains were the main villain that the Joker recruited was Voldemort, and
my
there was
girlfriend's shaking her head.
I know,
at you.
I'm sorry. There was Daleks in it.
Yeah,
Daleks.
Daleks.
It's Daleks.
It's Daleks.
Whatever.
My wife is shaking her head now.
It's Daleks. That's how they pronounce it. The movie.
Who else was in it? King Kong was in it.
Yes.
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the creature from the Black Lagoon. It was the creature from Clash of the Titans. It was the Kraken.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. I didn't pay attention to that. No. Okay. It makes sense now. I was like, isn't that all Universal stuff?
Yeah, it's all Universal and Warner Brothers property and stuff.
It's that part was fun. And like they were not afraid to make fun of themselves.
And those are also old, like really old Lego properties too.
Yeah.
Like they made that stuff at one point in time.
How'd they represent Sauron?
Hobbling around in this giant tower.
Right. He's like, I'm going to go see this movie just to see Sauron on screen.
Zach Galifianakis was great as the Joker.
Yeah, I didn't realize who it was at first, but there was a lot of great voice actors.
And they had some like what's his face playing Two-Face, and he only says one line.
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams only says one line, I guess. And they played whoever they got to play Bane was
they
were doing the Tom Hardy version of Bane. It was pretty good. It's just a fun movie. I really want to see it again.
I do too, actually.
I think you're kind of discrediting it a little bit, though. Emotional umph as the first Lego movie did, but it's the same amount of fun.
I think.
See, I was afraid it wasn't going to be funny because I've already heard some kind of negative reviews. So I kind of went in thinking.
There was a British radio show that had Will Arnett on it when promoting this movie, right?
Yeah.
And they had him call this toy store asking for Legos.
Oh, I've heard about
as
this,
Batman, but he could only Will Arnett could only start each sentence with the next letter in the alphabet. So he had to start with A, B, C, and then just keep on going down. He got all the way down, and these girls were getting frustrated about him asking about Lego toys. It's funny.
That's pretty good.
Got to check it out.
What else? What other movies have you seen? Or is that it? Is that the only movie?
I watched some TV shows on Netflix.
Oh yeah, you've been Netflixing it up.
Netflix weekend. We watched the end. Was it a Santa Clarita Diet?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that show. It's funny.
What is that? What is that?
Man, it's a stupid show about.
No,
zombies.
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's stupid.
Is it a zombie thing?
Yeah, it's a zombie.
Sort of. Yeah. Well, it's I like Timothy Olyphant. He's great in this. And then Drew Barrymore. I've always had a crush on her.
You know, I met her once.
Yeah. Where? She's stupid as she looks?
In 1999, summer of 1999, at outside the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, I literally bumped into her.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you knock her down?
It was the day the U.S. Women's Cup won the Women's
Cup. Did you ask her for a date?
No, I remember I was walking outside the Hard Rock. We had been in there. My uncle was there watching the game. And they're all celebrating in there. And I had just taken a picture of all the Guns N' Roses memorabilia they had inside there. They had like Axl Rose's kilt, Slash's guitar, Duff's broken bass. And I walk outside, and I'm trying to get my camera, like my film and my camera, back when we had those things.
We still
and,
have those things.
And
sort of.
I am turned this way looking at camera, and someone bumps into me, and I turn around, and it's this short, petite girl and a gaggle of people surrounding her, and some of them had cameras, and they were
a gaggle
taking pictures. I look for a second at the scene. And I'm like, do these people follow you around everywhere? Because I knew who she was. I wasn't that dumb. And she's like, yeah. Wow. And that was it. And she walked inside.
It's stupid as fuck is the way she looks.
What do you have something she's against her?
Right. I have nothing against
you
her.
You hate her like I hate...
No, I don't really hate her. I just think she looks stupid.
She apologized for bumping into me.
That's nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Was she high?
I don't know. I don't know.
But going back to her show, becomes a zombie. She has to eat people to stay alive, and it's all the shenanigans and
the shenanigans of them, her trying to eat people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Be a realtor at the same time.
Yep. That's maybe why I like it so much.
Oh, has anyone watched the show about the insurance people with the superheroes and the city?
We have.
Powerless?
Is it good?
No.
Okay. The first episode.
Oh, I want it to be
good. Okay, wait. I know you're going to hate it, so just shut up on this one already. The first episode was not good. The pilot, it was sort of very lackluster. Most pilots aren't good. Yeah, it's true. I was hoping it was going to be better because, I mean, there's a great comedic cast in this show.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is. I mean, I like Alan Tudyk a lot. Yeah. I like Danny Pudi, and I like Ron Funches. They're all hilarious people. The thing that brings this whole show down, it's... I don't remember her name now, but she used to be like Vanessa Hutchins or whatever.
Yeah.
She brings the whole show to a screeching halt. She's horrible in the show.
She's not a good actress.
She's not. The rest of the show does make up for it.
Does she make it like a rom-com or something?
No, well, I don't know. She's just not a great actress. She just, she tries too hard and it comes across.
Yeah.
But the rest of everybody else on the show is great. If they got rid of her, it'd be a
better
show. You're better
off watching Silicon Valley.
There's ways to do that and keep her in the cast, and you just slowly adjust the focus to another character. I mean, Simpsons did it.
Who?
Simpsons did it.
Simpsons.
Yeah. From Homer to Bart?
From Bart to Homer.
Bart was kind of the focus in the beginning.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Reverse that.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess
ways to do that. And then, from when you watch the first episode of Friends... You almost get the impression that like Monica is supposed to be the central story,
right?
And after a while, the dark haired lady, and then it solely became about Rachel and the doofus.
Speaking of Ross,
yeah,
we just finished People vs. OJ on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, that is him in that show.
He's a Robert Kardashian.
Yeah,
I wonder why he plays that part.
He plays dumb good.
Yeah, he plays that same role he played on Friends. Pretty much. It was it's a good show. You finished it, right?
People vs. OJ, yeah.
I don't know how believable, what's his name, Cuba Gooding Jr. was.
I thought he was pretty
good. He did an okay job. He could have done better. But everybody else was, I thought I was going to hate John Travolta in this role, but he was actually pretty good.
He was the best.
His role perfectly.
Yeah, he did.
He played a high class asshole LA lawyer.
And what's Timon's real name?
Nathan Lane,
yeah. Timon was in this.
He played, he did play Timon. Yeah, he did.
I mean, if you're interested in the story.
That was a weird turnaround. I had to like, wait, who did Timon play?
if you're interested in the OJ, if you were around watching it on the news at all, there's a lot of stuff that I saw on the show that I don't remember. I guess I wasn't paying attention that much.
That's crazy. Kind of the allowances that OJ was given.
Yeah,
when he was
because
a
of celebrity. Yeah.
Yeah, just because he was a celebrity at that time.
Yeah,
and then the LAPD was coming hot off the heels of the Rodney King thing, and
the whole Mark Furman.
Yeah, they didn't want to do that twice, and they kind of did do it twice.
Yep. I like the guy that plays Mark Furman because he used to be on Rescue Me. He's one of my favorite shows.
That was
shows.
A good show until it going into the ground toward the end of the season.
That's why they stopped it.
I was just telling you guys that F.W. Bailey the other day was on a sports radio station here in Houston.
Yeah.
And one of the questions they asked him was like, how'd you guys think of the glove thing? And he's like, I just saw the glove. Like it was, they had the review of the evidence or whatever. And he saw the glove and he looked at his hand. And he looked at OJ's hand and he realized like that, basically it was the same size, like hand, him and OJ. And he looked at that glove and he's like, that glove would never fit me in a million years. I'll just have him try it on. You're not normally supposed to ever do that. Supposed to have no.
So Effley Bailey did this.
It was his idea, and he was just like
that in the show.
Well, in the show, they had it was John Travolta's character's idea,
wasn't it? That who John Travolta characters played?
No, he was Robert Shapiro.
Oh, Shapiro.
Yeah,
yeah. So Bailey says it was his idea.
Shapiro was walking around and he saw the evidence on the thing, and he's like, oh, and he put his hand up to it, and he's like.
Also based off of a book.
That's true. So I'm sure there are some liberties.
Yeah, I'm not how much 100% accurate it is, but from what I understand.
And it took me a long time. At one point, I don't remember OJ's friend, the guy who was driving the Bronco.
Cato Caney?
No, not Cato.
Cowling.
AC Cowling.
AC Cowling.
I was like, oh, it's Theo. I didn't realize that at first.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Theo from The Cosby Show.
Huxtable.
Oh, yeah, Theo.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, it's a good cast to the show. I mean,
yeah.
it's just weird that it's done by the same guy who does, like, Glee and then, like, all the American Horror Stories. This is, like, his new anthology series, so.
Yeah, they're going to do another, like, an American Crime Story next season. I just don't know what yet.
But you don't ever really hear American Horror Story Volume 3, Circus, whatever they do. This one was People versus O.J., American Crime Story. It wasn't like that wasn't the major part of it. I didn't even realize it was a end towards, you know.
Well, they haven't made another season yet.
I know,
so
but they're going to though.
Right, that's the point.
Whispered to my science teacher, and my science teacher, who's a bit of a fruit whip anyway, freaked the fuck out, and they both ran out there with them, and some other teacher was like playing it on the radio, and like everyone's like,
where I was driving. I remember the exact intersection that I was. Have we talked about...
Yeah, it was 95 or 96 when the verdict came out.
It had to be 95 because I wasn't in a certain school at that time.
I was... So, yeah. Yeah.
Fair.
I was definitely out of high school.
The action in the first movie was well executed compared to what was happening in John Wick
2. Not as good as this one? Long takes? Any long shots?
There were a couple of long takes, but nothing that was like, ooh, that was impressive.
Is...
But some of that...
Season 1 is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Iron Fist is coming out soon, March. I hope it's good. I hope it is.
And another movie I saw, I'm going to mention later in a segment.
Okay.
Because it's, I want people to go see it.
If you are in Houston and you want to go to Comic Palooza, we just announced Finn Jones, who's Iron Fist. That's gonna be cool.
Oh yeah, I did saw that. That's kind
of Iron Fist. What is this?
It's a comic book character.
It's on Netflix. You know, Power Man and Iron Fist.
Is it part of the Luke Cage?
Yes.
Yeah. Jessica Jones.
Luke Cage, Power Man. Hmm. He's the new character. He's going to be the last member of the Defenders that they're introducing.
Does he get introduced in one of the shows right now?
No.
Iron Fist, yeah.
Oh.
He hasn't been introduced prior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He has not been introduced yet.
But he was also in Game of Thrones. He was the Sir...
He was the Prince of Roses.
Yeah, Prince of Roses, the gay guy.
He was the gay guy in Game of Thrones.
Huh. I want a new season of Jessica Jones. They still, I don't think they've announced
that. Yeah, they're working on it.
Yeah.
It's going to be after The Defenders.
It seems like it's taken forever.
Putting it on hold so they can film The Defenders.
Well, that sucks. Defenders?
Yes.
All right, that's too much for me. I can't keep up with all this stuff.
The Defenders is all four of them together.
Okay.
All four characters.
Yeah.
So you got Daredevil, you got Luke Cage, you have Jessica Jones,
and
you have
Iron Fist.
That's
kind of going in sequence with the Infinity thing.
Okay.
The Avengers Infinity War.
All right.
Hopefully they'll tie them together pretty well. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're like the ground team.
I hope Infinity's they're in the movie, like, too.
Well, if anything, there'll be like a glimpse.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. They should utilize them somehow. They got them. Come on, do it.
I started watching this one Netflix show the other day called Fauda.
What?
Fauda.
Fauda?
It's about... I think it's set in the modern day. I think it's set in like 2016 or whatever.
In America?
No, it's about Israeli... Mossad agents infiltrating, terrorist cells or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And then it's about the inverse as well, like Palestinian agents infiltrating Israeli.
So it's like the Americans, but the Middle Eastern version.
It's really dark.
Gritty. Original Netflix show?
No, I think it's like it might be a BBC thing or like it might actually be like an Israeli thing.
Hmm. What's but the name of it again?
Netflix is licensing it.
What's the name?
Fauda.
Fauda, how do you spell it?
Fauda.
Oh, okay.
It almost has like a vibe of like a really excessively intense 24 without the stupid clock.
Okay, I hate that clock. Speaking of Netflix, last thing I want to talk about, I am this close to finishing Trollhunters.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, it's great. I'm like 15 minutes into the last
season
episode.
Season 2 got confirmed recently, too.
About,
well, apparently he's recorded
Anton
a lot
Yelchin?
Of episodes already.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, so... Part 2, whenever that comes out, will...
I want to read the book that it's based on now.
Yeah.
There's a Guillermo del Toro book.
Is it one book or a series of books?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I really like that show. It's really well done.
It's a fun show, and Kelsey Grammer is fun in it.
He was on...
How was the big character's name?
Arg,
yes. Arg is my favorite.
So it's weird. Okay, you know when people do characters, especially voice actor characters... You start imagining them in your head. Anytime you see them, you imagine them as a character. Kelsey Grammer hosted some NBC special last weekend we were watching, and all I can think about when I was watching that special was Mr. Blinky.
Troll? Oh, yeah.
I was like, I can just see him as a troll. It's Such a good show. You would enjoy it.
Every time I hear that guy's voice, I just think of Frasier. That's it.
I never watched Frasier.
What?
Never wanted to. I tried watching
it. Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
Watching it a couple of times. It's just never...
From the beginning?
No, probably not.
If you ever
need to join Sean on his Frasier podcast...
Well, Kevin Smith had a Frasier podcast going for a while.
I'm very well aware of that. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
And then they stopped.
Not a Frasier...
Do you think he would like Troll Hunters? It's a well done cartoon series.
Here's why Frasier is.
Oh, wait,
here's why Frasier is useful for you.
I opened up a can of worms.
Frasier is like a way to de stress. Like when I'm doing dishes,
I'll listen to not so smart guys pretend to be smart for an hour.
Honestly, most of the time when I watch Frasier, I'm not even actually watching the screen. I've already seen it enough, but I'll have it on in the background. And just the voices and the sort of pace and the kind of tenor of the show are soothing enough to where I can like kind of de-stress after like when I'm cooking or when I'm like doing the dishes or something.
I think you just like really British, like smart British accents is what it is.
They're not British.
They're not?
No.
Kelsey Grammer's not British?
No, he's just a posh jerk. The show kind of leans into the fact that he is a jerk. No, it's because he always gets his comeuppance. That's the thing.
It's true.
He always gets his...
Check out Troll Hunters, though. Let's move on to our topic, and then we have some metal to listen to in George Hates Metal, and we'll be right back. And welcome to the topic for this episode of the Metal Geeks Podcast. And this is something... It's interesting. You've seen this thing going around on Facebook, you know, do your top five of whatever people make a comment.
This is what we succumb to.
This is what we've come to. We are a social media meme now. So what we were doing while we were doing our intro, it's my wife and George's girlfriend wrote a bunch of top five topics that I don't know what they are. You guys don't know what they are. Stop looking. So we're going to randomly pick some.
Make it weird when we look at it? Is that what it is?
We're going to make it weird. So who should we... We should let you guys actually pick them out.
Come on. Just pick one.
All right, I'll pick one. Okay, first of all... really? We'll do an easy one.
Was that not an easy one where you said really to?
Top five cheeses. What are your...
Was that an actual question?
Yeah, it's an actual question. What are your top five
guys
cheeses,
guys cannot
George?
Take a joke, can you? Top five cheeses. All right. Currently, it will be a butter case cheese.
What the fuck is that?
It's this cheese made by Boar's Head. I don't know if it's by Boar's Head or not, but it's butter case cheese.
Is it just like cheese and butter put together?
I guess. I don't know. It tastes a little buttery.
Is it creamy cheese or is it like...
It's a milky kind of cheese.
Okay.
All right. Number two...
I didn't know you were such a connoisseur now.
I've become of one, because one time in Austin with my girlfriend, we went to this cheese shop in Austin, and apparently you learn all about cheeses in this cheese shop.
I would like to go to this cheese shop.
And
Say cheese shop five times fast.
You can't even say it once.
I can't even say it once. Okay, what's your number two cheese?
Number two cheese. Feta cheese, for sure. Because, you know, I'm Greek. I got to represent.
Nothing like good salty feta cheese.
Salty feta cheese. You know, especially in like some like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Some French fries. Mm. That's the shit.
Agreed.
What else? So that's two now. So three would be like Gouda, right? A good Gouda, good smoked Gouda.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes.
Four, cheddar. Let's keep it simple. Cheddar.
Sharp.
Sharp cheddar. And then...
Sharper the better.
And then number five, we'll just, keep it Swiss. You know, keep it neutral with the Swiss.
Right. Keep it in neutral. What about you?
I don't want to go next. Is it compared to this guy? I mean, you go next.
All right. So
I'm going to have like such basic things
gonna
to say.
It's going to be like Kraft cheese.
No, I don't eat that.
Velveeta cheese.
No, okay. I'll say, number one, I think, is the Tillamook medium cheddar.
I don't even know what that is.
Tillamook is a brand.
Oh, okay.
And then Kerrygold makes one, too, that's pretty good.
Kerry makes a cheese?
No, Kerrygold, the Irish...
not Jewish.
Irish dairy company.
It's an Irish version of Kerry.
And then, like, I don't know, like Pepper Jack or something.
Pepper Jack. I love Pepper Jack.
I don't really think
Jack,
about this
too much. I like habanero Pepper Jack. That shit's good.
Yeah. All right. Like the string cheese of habanero stuff. I don't want to take away your top five, though.
I don't know, like mozzarella, I guess.
Do you like it grated or do you like blocks?
No, always buy it in blocks because that grated shit is not. It shouldn't be.
You like
it should not exist.
They put wood pulp in that stuff, man.
Really?
Yeah. So when it's grated and it comes in the bags pre-shredded or whatever, to prevent it from clumping, they put basically wood pulp in there.
So we're eating trees.
So buy it from the block and shred it yourself, for fuck's sake.
All right.
Yeah, don't be fucking
lazy. You learned it here first.
Yeah. Also, you'll eat less of it if you shred it yourself.
But I like cheese.
All right.
What else? What's your last one?
I said whatever.
I like that cheese.
Yeah. It's a new cheese.
I'm going to go quickly because you've probably touched some of them. Sharp cheddar.
I touched it feta. With my whatchamacallit.
Nobody mentioned provolone.
Provolone.
Okay, well, yeah, there you go. That's whatever.
Some Parmesan, some good Reggiano Parmigiano.
Parmigiano.
And really, really spicy habanero pepper jack.
Really spicy.
Really spicy.
Like beyond spicy.
Beyond.
Habanero is spicy.
Yeah, I know.
There's a note on this list here of our topics that says mayo is disgusting.
Yes.
And I agree.
Well, I think production should be banned. I think y'all are both wrong, and y'all don't know jack shit from taste buds.
Wow. Now I'm pulling from the list that your girlfriend gave us.
All right.
Top five metal sayings. Let's do that.
Things. Top five metal things. You go first.
She put in her example, band or a shelf.
A shelf can be pretty metal, I guess, depending
metal,
what's on
if
it.
If it's made out of metal, maybe.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Top five metal things. Buildings.
Yeah, that's
metal. One. That's pretty metal.
Metal memes are pretty good.
Yeah. You know, like steel.
Steel's pretty good.
Yeah. Not the movie Steel with Shaq.
Oh, okay. Then you lost
that
me
was
then.
That was pretty bad.
All right, I'm gonna jump in here.
The
right.
Iron Maiden itself, like the real thing,
and the band too.
And I guess the band's not that metal.
Fuck well, you.
Just say the Iron Maiden's metal is just kind of obvious, and
that's
Bill
true.
And Ted's totally metal.
Yeah, Bill and Ted's
the
pretty
robot
metal.
Versions of them were metal.
They're they were totally made out of metal.
Yeah,
you're totally made out of metal, dude. We're metalheads, dude.
Say this when you go to Oktoberfest and they give you those big beer stein, the big ones. That's metal.
And you sing along to them on a Mars
song? Like the German the
big
Pilsner's
ones. Yes, yeah.
Mugs.
Yeah. Either if they're made of glass or made of wood, as long as they're super oversized, that's metal.
That is metal.
Gotcha.
That is metal right there.
Drinking horns you buy at the Renaissance Festival,
what
that's
if you don't
also
like drinking
metal.
Beer? Can you not be metal? And
I don't like drinking beer, so I guess I'm not metal at all.
Dave would tell you you're not metal.
He probably would.
Because it's not dark and brutal.
I think if you're going to buy that vessel, you should have some kind of beer.
Didn't Dave just get one of those for a present? He
got the horn.
Yeah, he got a horn for a present, yeah.
A horn is metal, too.
Metal horn?
Metal horn.
Whataburger at 2 a.m., 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. is pretty metal.
After a heavy-ass concert?
After a concert.
I used to do that back in the day in college. I just can't do that anymore.
Well, it's only for post-shows. That's the only time it's allowed.
That's right. After a show.
Or IHOP.
Yeah.
I remember going to IHOP a few times after a concert.
Yeah. Yeah,
that can be pretty metal.
Whataburger is the more efficient delivery system, though.
It's nothing funnier though than seeing like a goth kid with a group of goth kids come in and sitting down and order pancakes.
When you hear something speaking on this topic, this is a quick little side story. When I was at Milwaukee Metal Fest, I think 99 or 2000, a friend of mine band were playing. They're called Blood Throne, right? And they all dressed up in black metal makeup and everything.
Yeah.
So 1:30, 2 in the morning, we were after the show that day, we were drinking somewhere, we were partying, and we decided to all go get fucking IHOP.
Yeah.
That was a weird experience going to IHOP with these guys still in full black metal makeup, not getting a seat at first. And I had to go grab something. Like, I was not dressed up like that. And then once the waitress talked to them,
You weren't dressed up in corpse paint?
I was not in corpse paint.
Why not? Have you ever done the corpse paint?
I have
paint?
Never done corpse paint.
Man, now we know what we were doing for you for Halloween.
I had to do it. I could be like King Diamond.
We're going to like tease out your hair and
Good.
Yeah.
I'm up for it. So
all right.
My last metal thing. Keeping a clean towel in the back of your car, in the back seat of your car.
What are you
doing with that clean towel?
So when I was in school, I remember this one guy would always park at the very back of the parking lot, and he was a stoner metalhead who would listen to like doom metal all the time, pretty much. And I would hear him from the back, like he'd have it playing. So one day I just drove over there. I'm like, hey, you know, I started talking to him everything about metal. And I noticed, and so we started hanging out, like before my class, I'd go out there and hang out, and he'd be in the very back of the parking lot. And he told me, and I asked him, like, why do you have this huge white towel draped over your back seat? You know, is that to like some weird dude sitting in the back of your car or something? He's like, no, you just need a towel in your car. You never know when you're going to need a towel. It's a metal towel. He told me this. And ever since then, I've done it. Now it's in my trunk.
Has the towel been come of use?
Yes, because after a show and you're like you know, discombobulated and sweaty and stuff, you just take the towel and dab it off.
I bring a change of shirts.
Well, you don't think that far ahead.
I always bring a change, or I buy a shirt at the concert that I'm at.
All right. This is a weird topic. Let's move on to another one. Your favorite cartoons. Let's start with all time.
Animaniacs.
X-Men better be on that, right?
Okay. If we're going to say any kind of animated series, I would say Futurama.
Cartoons.
Futurama. South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Animaniacs has got to be at number three, I would say. Because I can't enjoy it as much as I used to when I was a kid, unfortunately. So it's taken a hit.
We watched it.
We tried watching it one time here.
Yeah.
It didn't go very well.
No. But, and then there was this, Merry Melodies and then Looney Tunes.
Okay.
Isn't Merry Melodies the same thing?
No. Well, what was the one with Bugs Bunny? Was that Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Merry Melodies did not have Bugs Bunny in it.
But they were under the same umbrella.
Yeah, but no bunnies.
Okay, no fucking bunnies.
All right.
What about
I think
you?
That was a stretch for two of them, I think, is what you're trying to do. All right. Number one, first and foremost, the most important show of all time, The Simpsons.
Yes.
Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Because if it wasn't for the cartoon show, nothing of Ninja Turtle fandom would be what it is today.
That's true.
X-Men. Batman.
Oh, I'll throw a Batman animated series in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in there.
And
I'll definitely, yeah.
And then, God, what is another real important animated show to me?
What is it?
I'm thinking of it right now. And it's clicking away in my brain, because I'm fighting between two of them.
You can put them together. You can do it. We'll let you cheat.
I don't want y'all to make fun of me for it.
No, we won't.
Everyone's going to make fun of me for
Gummy Bears?
No, but that's a good show. It's a tie between Real Ghostbusters and... God damn it, I'm having a brain fart right now.
DuckTales?
Woo! Sure, why not?
DuckTales is on my list.
Yeah, DuckTales and Real Ghostbusters is probably like the tie for my number five.
So I'm going to say South Park. I'm going to say The Simpsons and Futurama together.
In one category?
In one category.
Okay.
Go with me here.
All right. So this is more like a plus eight.
I'm going to go 80s here, and I'm going to lump these together too, because this is my childhood. Transformers, G.I. Joe, and He-Man.
You'll find upon rewatch they're not as...
I know. That's why I say that now.
Yeah.
But like I said, for my childhood...
At least Real Ghostbusters still holds up. Like Real Ghostbusters, the cartoon show, still holds up pretty well.
It's like the first three seasons of The Simpsons. I can't watch that anymore.
I just skip through that. Yeah. Get to the newer, funnier stuff.
Yeah. And
season four is when they started to kind of find themselves.
Did I say South Park already?
Yes, you did.
All right.
You kind of lumped it all into your number one.
Yep. DuckTales.
Woo.
Like how there's a top five.
This is like a top eight.
Really?
No, not Inspector Gadget.
No. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? That was an underrated cartoon.
That was a fun cartoon. I'm trying to think it wasn't really important.
I'm trying to think of something modern.
It was important
though.
To me.
Okay, what's important to you?
Is there anything modern that you're really into?
A cartoon show?
Yeah.
Rick and Morty?
Okay, Rick and Morty is good, yeah.
Yeah. It is one of my favorite cartoon shows now, but of all time?
I like Trollhunters a lot.
Trollhunters is really pretty good.
I'd say Rick and Morty fits there.
Yeah.
Would Robot Chicken fit there?
It's not animated.
Really. Oh, Aqua Teen. Number one.
Thank you.
Aqua Teen is number one.
That's number one in the hood, G.
I like Aqua Teen, but I don't think it's like...
No show has made me laugh as much for no reason as Aqua Teen.
I also love Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I love Space Ghost, too.
All right, I'm going to let Sean pick the next one from this category list.
Oh, man, this is going to go bad.
Okay.
Pick the most weird one. The weirdest one.
Well, the weirdest one would be top five B-list celebrities.
Top five B-list celebrities.
That's easy. Corey Feldman's number one. He's the weirdest one.
He's not B-list. He's like D-list.
I don't know how to grade the list.
Yeah, I don't know. I would call him a B-list because he's never going to be an A-list actor.
Right.
Carrie Werher is on my list.
Oh.
We'll just go round table on this.
So I got one, Corey Feldman.
Yeah,
Carrie Werher. I'm having a hard time remembering these.
I'm
B-list
surprised
actors.
You know who Carrie Werher is.
Sliders.
Yeah, Sliders. Yeah. Yeah,
Sliders is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah.
What was that?
For three seasons. It's
really the only reason.
What was
I
the main guy
show?
In Sliders? What the hell is his name?
Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, Jerry O'Connell probably be another B actor. He's not an A actor.
No.
People recognize him though.
No.
Huh.
But he's not an A-list actor though. No, for sure not.
Yeah, he's known for Schlock.
All right.
What about Brendan Fraser?
No, he was an A-list actor.
He was
for a
at one
bit of time.
At one point.
Now, he's old, is what it is.
Yeah, maybe.
He looked like age hit him hard with a stick.
You know what? I'm going to say this. He will have a comeback, I think, relatively soon, just based on the virtue of how much people are talking about the fact that he doesn't matter anymore.
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
People are talking about he doesn't matter anymore?
I saw an NPR story on where in the world is Brendan Fraser.
He's directing
and
stuff.
And when people are talking about you...
He's with Carmen Sandiego.
when they're talking about your whereabouts, I mean, that shows you still matter. It's kind of like Spin Magazine in 1999 ran a cover story, Where in the World is Axl Rose?
Did we ride the...
And no one fucking cared.
Everyone cared.
We rode the Mummy Ride at Universal, right?
No, we wanted to. We never did.
There's a scene at the end where he's... Brendan Fraser is like, I want my coffee now. And I'm like, when I think I wrote it last time, I was like, yeah, he's not in the position to demand anything anymore. No. All right. Let's move away from B celebrities. I'm going to let George pick the one.
Are
off.
We all done? Did we just kind of like did a collective five? Is that
we
what
did
it was?
Collective on that one.
All right.
Group effort.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a good one. Your top five Lady Gaga songs.
Oh, yes. I can do this.
This was written for Sean right here. I'm going to say,
Poker Face. Well, I mean, it was pretty popular.
And which other one do I know? Bad Romance.
All right.
That's
two.
All I know.
What was that one about, like, partying all night and shit like that?
Just Dance.
Just Dance. There you go.
Okay.
I almost kind of went into a talky version of that
song. I only know Just Dance because they use it in the damn
Just
commercials.
Just Dance. It's going to be okay.
All right.
Ba-doop-ba-doop.
Let's let Sean answer this one.
Okay, number one, Alejandro, because it's extremely complex. Almost,
Alejandro.
The syncopation there is pretty impressive.
So I'm taking you enjoy the fuck
I
out
do.
Of Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, I thought it was great.
We talked about that on the last MSR cast.
Alejandro, Bad Romance, Edge of Glory, number three. And then number four.
That's a Lady Gaga song?
Yeah.
I thought that was what's the other dumb bitch called? That does that Dark Horse song. Katy Perry. I thought that was a Katy Perry song.
Number four, Applause, even though the album it's on sucked. And number five.
Big fan.
You know this?
Number five, Paparazzi, yeah.
I actually like Paparazzi song.
And her new album is awesome, by the way.
The one with Tony Bennett?
No, Joanne, the one she released last year. It's like it got Americana influences into it, you know, like organic instruments and stuff like that.
All right.
The song she did in the Super Bowl halftime show where she was on the piano
is
from that album.
Oh, that's the only song I didn't know.
So let's move on to a good topic here. top five horror films.
Top five horror films of all time.
All time.
I'm assuming this is going to be the last topic, right?
We got a little bit of time.
We got time?
How about actually horror more? Films that scared you?
Horror films that actually
because
scared you?
I don't like
me.
These horror films. They're just like schlocky on purpose. I'm not into that.
I don't like horror porn.
I want something to terrify me.
Okay. Let's see.
I've never seen Saw.
My number one's always going to be The Exorcist. Y'all seen The Exorcist?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, okay. You just didn't,
it didn't scare me.
Well, I mean, for me as a kid, it was scary.
Yeah.
I was scared for a really long time for the Friday the 13th series.
Oh, yeah.
Those movies used to scare the crap out of me as a kid, but I always watched them.
Can't wait for that game to come out.
Let's see. Nightmare on Elm Street 1 and 2. Those were both good. Anything after that's kind of just schlock.
But fun schlock.
Yeah. The Thing. Not scary, but good. Oh. And a great horror film. And then number five. Probably Saw, because it changed the genre. And it redefined what horror movies are today.
All right. I'm gonna go. I'm going to say Nightmare on Elm Street series.
All right.
I'm going to say...
series.
Well, there's 9 movies.
I know.
They're not all good, but I'm not going to say 1 or 2.
After the third movie, it's kind of like you can stop watching. Yeah. And then just skip straight to Freddy vs. Jason, because that's when it matters again.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I agree with The Thing, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. It's my even the remake second is good. Favorite John Carpenter movie.
Even the remake is good.
It's kind of a... not remake. It's a prequel reboot.
Yeah. Okay, sure. I'll give you that. I'm going to say The Mist...
It's a good movie. I would call that a horror movie.
I love that movie. It's just a well-crafted movie.
Yeah, Frank Darabont does good things with Stephen King.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, Evil Dead.
No, I mean, yeah, Evil Dead 1's kind of meh, but Evil Dead 2's great, but it's more of a comedy.
But it's okay.
It's definitely
it's still a horror movie, though. I love Army. I love Army of Darkness.
Oh, I do too. Evil Dead trilogy is my life, and especially the TV show.
TV show was amazing. I finally finished season 2.
Yeah, it's great.
It's been a while, but
the puppet part was great, right?
Yes.
I think if anyone says that they were scary during Army of Darkness, I'd call them a liar.
Yeah,
I would say that they haven't watched the movie.
It's basically he was trying to do a Star Wars style movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But with a horror aspects to it a little bit.
I'm surprised that no one sets a certain movie.
What? Which one?
It's number one on my list. Candyman. Number one.
Never scared me.
Oh, good God, that movie terrified the crap out of me. This topic isn't
what scared you. It's what your favorite movies, horror movies are. So,
okay, favorite. Well, I'm talking about the ones that I found the most terrifying. Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Whatever the Jason was, where it starts out with that scene where the mother is with her daughter to go use a... roadside rest stop, and
I think that's 3.
He's inside one of the stalls.
Yeah, I think that's 3.
That was terrifying. And
it's,
then
it's the 3D one, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Is where someone shoots a like a spear and it like comes straight at the camera.
Yeah,
it's the 3D one.
I had a birthday party with a bunch of my friends when I was younger. We went and saw the was it. Which was the 3D Nightmare on Elm Street movie?
It was Freddy's New Nightmare, I think.
It's 4, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember what number it was.
What was Dream Warrior? Dream Warrior was 5.
Dream Warrior was 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was when they were with Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
They were attacking Freddy Krueger in their sleep.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have that damn song stuck in my head.
Dream Warriors. Who does that song?
Dawkin.
There you go.
Rockin' Dawkin, man. Come on.
I used to watch that on like... The UPN on TV on Sunday mornings when he used to come on.
Do you remember the Alice Cooper song he did for the Friday the 13th? He's back, the man behind the mask.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got that 7-inch from a pop culture company like back in like October or something.
Cool.
When you guys were there. It's not a great song, but it's fun.
All right, so go on with your list.
Oh,
you were on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, and then I would say Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, because definitely redefined a genre, but yeah, I wouldn't say it's scary.
Well, here's the thing with that. My story with that movie is I got dragged to see that movie because at that time, it was like every Friday we'd go see movies. And it was just, you know, all right, every Friday we'll go see some stupid movie. Most of them were awful. And I half the time I didn't know what we were going to go see. My friends would just decide. And so they're like, oh, this is called the Blair Witch Project. I'm like, okay. Then ask them what it was about. Same thing happened with The Matrix a couple years later.
Did they tell you it was a true story?
They didn't tell me anything because this was like most of those dudes didn't even have internet access.
So I'm going to do something weird here. I'm going to do a special one just for you, and I'm going to do a special one just for George.
Oh, no.
So, Sean, this one's for you.
Yep.
Your top 5 Lord of the Rings characters.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Aragorn has to be number 1, right?
No.
Really? No. He's the fucking hero of the whole story.
I'm going to say...
Aragorn?
Yeah.
He's a...
He saves Middle-earth, basically.
Aragorn, Aragorn is in the top five.
All right, we're not fighting now. Okay. we can have a whole episode about this.
Aragorn, okay. But like, my favorite character is Galadriel, because she suffered more than any other character.
All right, I can see that. But you're all about
because
the suffering.
Because she's lived so long, and she knows what... She's seen things that all these other people around her in the
Lord
of the Rings...
Plus, she knows how she's going to die.
...can't see. And also, yeah, she has the biggest weight of grief as one of the few remaining Noldorians left on Middle-earth. Then Aragorn, because he does have kind of the weight of Numenor on him and the guilt of that. And then... Gandalf, just because he's a badass.
Yeah, Gandalf is the coolest.
Frodo's
not on your list? He has to be really low on your list then.
Glaurung from the Silmarillion, because he is the biggest asshole in literature to date, period.
I don't even know what that is, but okay.
Glaurung was a flightless dragon. He was a wingless dragon that Morgoth constructed to go destroy the elves. And Glaurung had such a temperament that he was like a petulant teenager, and he would escape away from Morgoth and go smash up the elves and then get his ass kicked by them because he wasn't ready to fight them yet. And he'd slink back to Morgoth, and Morgoth would have to like discipline him, and you know, with a stern voice. And it's one of the few humorous spots of the Silmarillion, the fact that this guy was... The thing is, he would subdue his enemies, not by like, you know, outright violence, but he would talk to them and taunt them. And his eyes could hypnotize you into being frozen still.
I know he would be really into this.
Number five, Fingolfin was he's basically Galadriel's.
He's a brother, or cousin, or something like that, right?
Uncle. Okay.
What about Bilbo Baggins?
And Fingolfin goes to duel Morgoth one on one in Mortal Kombat, and he loses.
Played in Mortal Kombat?
He had the bravery to do that. And there's all these epic paintings of him fighting Morgoth, and I want to get one framed so bad.
I got one for you now.
All right. That was
your
great
top five gangster mobster movies.
Gangster mobster movies. Top five. All right. That shouldn't be too hard.
Number one should be?
Number one is always going to be Godfather.
Okay, that's not what I was going to say.
Number two will be Godfather 2.
Can I admit something right now?
Sure. You've never seen a Godfather movie.
I've never seen a Godfather movie.
Because you're an insane person is what it is.
This never seen them.
All right. So that's two. Number three would probably be...
Godfather 3?
No, that's the worst one.
Goodfellas.
It's a tie between Goodfellas or Casino. Because they're both
Casino
so
is good.
Yeah.
Those are my one and number two, truthfully.
Number three will be Goodfellas / Casino.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Number four would probably be The Departed.
That's a really good movie.
And then number five, because it has to be in there, Scarface.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of these are...
I think Goodfellas is underrated, actually.
Oh, it's a great movie. It's just... Okay, Casino is just as good as the problem.
Y'all pick one on this list for me, though.
Pick one out for you.
Pick one out for me that only I would...
Okay.
I sort of tailor-made those last two for you guys.
You tailor-made.
Taylor picked them. Not Taylor Kitsch.
Taylor Kitsch?
Yeah, because that would destroy the whole thing.
I liked him in
Taylor
True Detective,
Swift did
too.
It?
Taylor Swift.
He was the bright spot of True Detective,
Tadal Swindler?
Okay. There's something about video games here.
True Detective is pretty
top five video games
too.
Or type of games in general?
Type of games in general? Let's go generalize, right?
Sure.
My number one game of all time is probably...
Super Mario Brothers.
No.
Tetris.
No.
Ping Pong.
Ping Pong. Just Pong.
Pong.
Actually, Pong.
There you
go. That's it. We're done.
Anything on Atari.
Anything after that was crap.
Commodore 46.
Every game after Pong was just utter shit. I'm going to say my top
it's,
number one
I know
game.
What it is. It's Disney Emoji Blitz.
Right now, maybe. No, it's Super Metroid.
Okay. I've never played a single Metroid game in my life.
Number two, I'm going to say Kingdom Hearts.
I thought you were
going to
say
Kingdom
number
Hearts.
One.
Kingdom
of all
Hearts.
Time, really?
Yeah.
Disney characters
in an RPG.
Such
a blast playing that game.
I don't like Final Fantasy, so I have a hard time like committing to play that game. But I love Disney characters.
It's Final Fantasy Lite. I'll give you that much.
Okay.
This is a hard fucking question now.
So you got two. What's your third?
Can I lump the whole Lego game series into one?
Sure, because they're all the same.
They're all exactly right.
Yeah. Except for the dimensions, but they're all becoming the one.
I'm going to say Uncharted. The first Uncharted blew me away.
That'd probably be like one of my top ones.
And
BioShock.
So
I like BioShock.
Your last one, by the way.
Trying to think of a good Symphony of the Night, Castlevania.
Oh, good choice.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Oh, okay.
Great soundtrack.
Yes.
I never played a Castlevania game either.
Really?
Yeah. I've watched people play a Castlevania.
Alucard's one of my favorite characters of all time. They went really out of the way to figure out how to name that character. They just Alucard was the main character. Yeah. They just spelled Dracula backwards.
It's kind of like that thing in Avatar. What was it? That material that they couldn't get?
The unobtainium. Fuck unobtainium. That's so...
To be fair, that exists in real life, but that's a shitty title.
What's the one metal we cannot get?
It's the unobtainium.
Okay. My wife really wants us to answer this question, okay?
Okay.
So, our favorite female fictional characters.
Favorite female fictional characters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can go first. Ridley from Alien.
I'm gonna say Ridley.
Or
Scott.
Ripley, not Ridley.
Ripley.
Ridley Scott made the movie. Ripley's an alien.
I would
character.
Agree on Ripley. She's a badass.
Not Sigourney Weaver. Gina Davis from that baseball movie with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
The League of Their Own.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Fictional characters. Here we go. Does it have to be just movies? Can it be cartoon characters too?
Anything.
Okay. Apparently. You have to put Princess Leia in there.
Yep.
Because she has to exist and because she is awesome. Chun-Li from...
Chun-Li. You like her because she can kick high.
Well, you know, every kid grew up with that.
She's like, oh, you can scissor kick me all the time.
And then...
I made a scissor joke.
You took this the wrong way.
I know.
And the girl from Nightmare on Elm Street who like kills Freddy in the movie.
Heather Langenkamp?
Huh?
Heather Langenkamp?
Is that her name?
Or it's her real name.
Oh, I don't remember her actor, the character's name, but yeah, her.
All right.
Because she was the actually only one in that movie who was smart.
Can I go next?
Sure.
So we can do any fictional characters, right?
Sure.
I would agree with Ripley.
Yeah,
I would agree with Princess Leia. I'm going to throw Samus in there.
Oh, from Metroid?
From Metroid.
Yeah.
I am going to say...
Jessica Rabbit's not a hero.
But
she is pretty awesome, though.
She's hot.
Spent plenty of nights getting a boner to that cartoon.
I would definitely paint her up, if you know what I mean.
She wasn't bad. She was just drawn that way.
Apparently. Now, this is actually a difficult question.
Yeah, it is, especially since you're not a chick.
If I don't say Buffy, I don't have a place to sleep tonight. I'm going to say Scarlet Witch, the comic book version of Scarlet Witch. She's a badass.
All right.
She's one of the most powerful.
What about Phoenix?
Phoenix is...
Jean Grey?
I like Kitty Pryde. Kitty Pryde's really cool.
Yeah, but Jean Grey's cooler, though. She's an Omega mutant.
I know, but are the character cooler?
I don't know. She sleeps around a lot.
Kitty Pryde has Lockheed. She has a little purple dragon that follows her around.
Oh, okay. That's
Magic.
Like.
I like Magic a lot.
The card game?
No. Oh. The character. Ileana Rasputin. It's Colossus' sister.
Oh, okay.
Magic. M-A-J-I-K.
Mm. Mm.
Is there any... I'm trying to think of any of the movies or anything. Yeah.
No.
Okay, I'm done. What about you, Sean?
What about you, Sean?
Okay, I already mentioned Galadriel. Dana Scully, X-Files.
Hey, there you go.
Okay. What about Dana Barrett?
And then I have two boring ones that no one's going to care about, but Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter and Jordan Baker from The Great Gatsby. And then...
Why Jordan Baker, though? Wasn't she the one that cheated on everybody?
Because she reveals a part of Nick that he didn't know was a part of him.
She's the cause of everything bad in that story.
No, she's not.
All right, whatever.
Okay, welcome back to the Great Gatsby podcast.
I'm just saying, I had to read that book like three times for school.
I read that book every summer.
Justin would...
Just takes like a day.
Head would spin right now.
And then I think Psylocke from the X-Files? From the X-Men.
X-Men. Yeah. You know which I didn't say my favorite cartoon was X-Men. You mentioned it, but now that reminded me.
There you go.
Psylocke is a great character.
And then from American Gods, Neil Gaiman, there's a minor character in there named Samantha Black Crow.
I'm going to wait till the show comes out to figure out if I like that or
and
not.
I like her. She makes the book, like, she almost makes the book her own, awesome. Even though she has such a minor role in there.
Right. Now, I think this is a great topic. I think this is something we should definitely return to when we have our other co-host on the show.
And probably when I do some research a little bit, not coming off the top of my head.
It's more fun off the top of your head, I think. So if you guys have any ideas for a top five out there and you want us to answer them on the show in a future episode like this, send your ideas to msrcast@gmail.com and we will include them on a further episode. So thanks to our favorite real life female characters in the room for these ideas and these top five. So let's get into some metal.
Word.
So this is George Hates Metal of the Week, and we listened to a band called Basque. The song...
Basque.
And we played them on the last MSR cast because Sean and I both really enjoyed them. And we wanted George's opinion on the band. I'm pulling up... The song is called Asleep in the Orchard.
Orchard? One or the other. They all sound the same.
Single, I guess they have an upcoming full-length album. But
so we only listen to one song.
We only listen to one song. They put an album out in 2016. This is a new song from 2017. Take it away. What did you think?
Not bad. I thought it was pretty decent. It's definitely Southern Rock. When you first started playing it, I mentioned it sounded a little bit like a Bon Jovi song. Like the start.
I know where you're coming from when you say that.
I was like, oh, I'm about to watch Deadliest Catch or something is what it sounded like.
Okay.
It immediately when the song was over, it made me think of another band that I really enjoy called All Them Witches, and they sound very identical in the tone. And
yeah,
I just think this band Basque, I think they're just a little bit more produced in their music compared to All Them Witches, but other than that, I think they sound pretty identical.
Now, this is the band I discovered. I'll sit there and go through on Spotify. They have a new metal releases, and I'll listen to that when I'm doing other things. And this is one of the songs that really piqued my attention, and I was like, I had to go back and listen to it again and figure out who they were. But yeah, I don't really know too much about them.
You know, I was just thinking of
was
that because most of the time when you guys do George Hates Metal, it's deliberately stuff that is designed to piss you off.
Me?
It's more that they pick stuff that they know is going to irritate you.
That's not true.
And whenever the rare times when I come on the show and I get to pick the George Hates Metal, I want to pick something that he'll like. And I was just thinking about it. I was like, why am I doing that? I think it's because I want your approval in some way.
Because let's do say that...
But it is good. I enjoyed it.
Sean is the one who picked this song out for you to listen to, so...
You're not wrong.
Because
I liked it.
The alternative choice was Battle Beast, and everyone listening to the show knows you would hate Battle Beast. So I hate Battle Beast. I think there's something going on subconsciously where I'm like, I want George to like be a metal buddy or something. I want him to come.
I do like metal. It's just a lot of metal, like, you know, like your... What is that kind of air metal stuff I can't listen to?
Power metal.
Thank you. I just... Oh, God, it... hurts my soul is what it does.
There's nothing, you know, I'm going to go back and go back in my top five cheeses. I didn't put Power Metal in there. I love me some freaking cheesy Power Metal.
I object to comparing that genre to a dairy product.
I don't know. I'm okay with it.
Okay. I enjoyed it. I would probably check out Basque some more.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's a good
choice. Good choice, guys.
Thumbs up? How many metal horns up?
We'll give it a solid 2 horns.
2 horns?
Yeah. I think there's only the second time.
Because you only got 2 hands, so...
The second time I picked something that you've liked, I think.
What was the other one?
Yeah, what the first one?
Was it Grand Magus or something like that?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
We need to pick something that next time that you will definitely hate. Because that's more fun.
Sure. What was that one that I just, God, fucking hated? He was a famous dude, famous metal dude, and his voice was just like nails on a chalkboard.
King Diamond?
King Diamond, yes. God damn it, that was so bad.
There are metal people who don't like King Diamond's voice, you know, so.
That was just, God, abysmal. Like, I couldn't even listen 30 seconds into that song.
All right, so we're going to take a break and listen to more King Diamond real quick, and we'll be back.
So it's that time of the show where everyone's favorite segment is What's Tickling Your Geek This Week?
And let's start with our guest.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell comes out at the end of March.
The movie?
The movie?
The new movie?
Yeah.
With Scarlett Johansson?
Yes. And I think it's going to defy expectations and actually be really, really good.
You know, the guy who made
this, the trailer was cool, yeah.
Made that Snow White and the Huntsman movie.
Yeah, and I liked that one too.
I didn't see that.
Really?
Yeah, well, just visually speaking.
Visually, it looked cool, yes. But it was an hour and 20 minute music video, basically.
Fair.
Is what it was.
No, but the thing is, I think that Ghost in the Shell the plot will actually be very similar to the original.
Yeah, yeah. I rewatched the original
movie.
They have the
screenplay already written, basically. I mean, they had the template there.
Yeah, except
all they have to do is make it visually appealing.
A white person playing the role this time.
I'm okay with that.
Don't be one of the whitewashing.
I'm all right
scenes.
With that.
Really, though? Scarlett Johansson did not belong in that role at all.
Well,
I think she's going to be great.
I've never seen the original animated anime, so.
That and Logan, I'm looking forward to.
I'm going to go see Logan.
Logan was on my list, so let's talk about Logan.
Yeah.
Comes out next week. So Thursday, basically March 3rd or?
3rd, yeah.
Yeah. Which is a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it comes out on the 3rd, but right. It comes out on the Thursday, which is the 2nd.
Which is cool, because they used to do like midnight showings the night before. Now they're like 7 o'clock.
Ever since that old Batman thing happened.
Yep.
That's
true.
All that changed.
I think Logan's going to be great.
As long as the action sequences
it's got like a
overdone.
96 score on Rotten Tomatoes. 96%.
You know what's got 100% right now on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, the thing I'm going to talk about for What's Tickling My Geek.
All right. What's Tickling Your Geek?
What's Tickling Geek this week is I had the opportunity to go see early screening of Get Out, which is...
Get out of here, really?
For reals.
Get out.
Thanks to being a Victory Rewards member at the Alamo Draft House.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They don't sponsor the show, but they are my favorite movie theater of all time.
Well, then they should sponsor
the
show.
They should sponsor the show. I do go there a lot, and I do spend a lot of my money there. So, like I said, if you're a Victory Awards member there, you get to see movies early. And they were showing Get Out, which is Jordan Peele from Key and Peele on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah.
He's the chubbier one of the two. And Keanu, did you ever see the movie Keanu?
Yeah, we saw Keanu in the theater, actually.
Yeah, he was the one crazy about the cat.
Yeah,
took the pictures. Okay. So
you don't have to describe King Peele to me.
For other people who have no idea who Jordan Peele is, he is a comedian, actor, and also comedian writer.
And did you see his partner, Keegan-Michael Key, is going to be in the Predator movie?
The Predator or the Alien movie?
Predator.
Predator. Okay. I did.
James Franco's in the Alien movie. Do you see the little trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer.
What? Really?
You haven't seen the little? They did like a 4 or 5 minute.
It was like a
preview.
Yeah.
To the movie already. We'll got to watch
prelude.
That. After that. Go to Google and look for Alien Covenant. It's really cool.
So anyway, Get Out is this. Everyone's taking it as like this racially charged horror film, and I don't really.
Is it a horror film?
I wouldn't call it a horror movie.
Is it a thriller?
I would call it more of a thriller or a psychological thriller more than anything. And it's about this black dude.
Has Brad Whitford in it too, right? Yeah. Not the guy from Aerosmith, but Bradley Whitford.
The guy from Cabin in the Woods?
Yes.
I was going to say The West Wing, but yeah.
I don't watch The West Wing. Okay, but yeah. Yeah, he plays the dad. Anyway, it's about this black guy who's dating this white girl, and they're about to go to her parents' house for the first, and he's going to meet her parents for the first time. And it's like this very super white neighborhood, and when he gets there, things are a little weird, and then the only black people are there, they're acting very strange. And in more deeper,
I saw that in a little bit of a trailer.
Yeah, and deeper he gets in, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Deeper he gets into the weekend, more strange things become, and the ending didn't go where I thought it was going to go, and I'm happy that it didn't, and it was better for it.
Okay.
And it's a great movie. It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know, that's crazy.
And yeah, especially for this kind of movie, I think it's super good. It's fun. It's funny in parts, and it's very intriguing in others. It's very well made, and very good step out for Jordan Peele for his first movie. I'm happy for him. I'm also a little jealous. And
I looked it up now. It still has 100%.
Yeah,
and it's out now. Sometimes
is it officially out?
It opens.
I thought it comes out this. I guess it opened today.
Yeah. As we record, it's out.
And yeah, so if you listening to this or if you've seen a trailer, do yourself a favor, go check it out. Even if you don't like horror movies, it's not scary.
Collide also came out with Nicholas Hoult and Anthony Hopkins. That got a 24%.
I don't even know what that movie is, but okay. So yeah, go check out Get Out. It's a good movie. I guarantee you at least enjoy it to some capacity. It's a very fun, intriguing story. And yes, there is some race aspects to it, but I don't think it's the key focus of the story.
Is it better than 50 Shades Darker?
I don't know, but I would assume it is.
All right. What I'm geeking out about this week, it's the announcement of a new Netflix animated series.
Castlevania. Didn't we talk about this a couple weeks ago?
We did a little bit, but I found they released some more information about it.
Okay.
So, it's written by best-selling author and comic book icon Warren Ellis.
Oh, wow.
So that makes it, that gets a lot of credibility to it.
Yeah.
He's a great writer. So, I'm really looking forward to this.
Cool.
Just what they've done with, like,
I don't know anything about Castlevania other than there's a dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to visualize how they would do a cartoon or an animated series about this. Like, I mean, because the game is essentially just going through levels.
Right.
There's never really Dracula. There's never really any dialogue between.
I brought this up last time. It's very much Vampire Hunter D, basically.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
I can see that going. I'd be okay with that.
It's an American version of Vampire Hunter D.
All right.
Is that any other geek topics? Anything else giggling your teak?
No, man. I think that about does it for this episode.
All right. So let's get into our wrap-up, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Word.
Bird. And we are at the end of the show. I hope you guys had a good time. Before we go, there's one last topic that was on our top five that I wanted to tackle.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So this is favorite
bands. This is going to be the episode called the Never-Ending Top 5 Topics.
Nope. That's geekery. but I want to do it a different way. So this is our top 5 bands, but I want you guys to pick mine, and we're going to pick George's, and we're going to pick Sean's. So we don't get to tell our own, but you guys have.
Okay, so who's going first?
Doesn't matter.
Sean goes first,
all right.
Because you're the guest. So, and I guess you can pick mine, I guess.
Let's pick George's.
We'll go in a clockwise manner here.
So I'm going to guess Mastodon.
All right, that's one of them. Yeah, I would say it's one of my favorite top five, I guess, metal bands.
All right, I'm going to say.
Should I not say anything? I guess no, I shouldn't say anything. Okay.
We're picking yours, so you have to tell us if we're right or not.
I'll tell you right when you're done.
How about Run the Jewels?
Sure. That's not a metal band.
I didn't say metal. I thought we were saying metal bands.
Bands of all time.
I say Pearl Jam.
No, way off.
I don't know why I thought that.
How about Red Fang?
Jeremy's pretty good, though.
How about Red Fang?
Yeah.
How about Lamb of God?
It's very low on my list, but yes.
All right.
Killswitch Engage?
They're right under Lamb of God. They don't make the cut just yet. But
Hammerfall?
No. I do know how they got their name, though.
I heard.
A hammer fell on somebody.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was that? 3, 4?
This is gonna be
4, I think.
All right, so what's the last one?
See, I don't know what you do, what you listen to other apart from metal, like your metal sounds. So
you listen to how about Jay-Z?
I like Jay-Z, but I wouldn't say he's my favorite.
Okay.
Hip hop and George. Really? I was just thinking Kanye.
Early Kanye is good.
Not favorite.
Everybody loves early Kanye.
Kanye Twitty.
What?
Never heard that band?
Kanye Twitty.
Do you have something insidious like
insidious
in your past, like Thursday? Like you like Thursday a lot?
Oh, like the emo band?
Yeah.
I've been to a Thursday concert, but I'm not a huge Thursday fan.
Okay, all right, you go now.
Oh, sure,
that's really funny though. That's good. Well, I grew up around that time where emo was blowing up. So, yeah.
All right. So, number one on your list is going to be Blind Guardian.
That's a given. That's a giveaway.
Oh, they're on my list. They're not number one.
What? Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Lady Gaga.
No.
Lady Gaga's got to be in your top five. Come on.
No.
Pearl Jam.
No.
I don't know. I just figured since you used it on me.
Blind Guardian's on the list.
On top five. So we got one.
Yeah, in top five. Yeah.
All right.
Blind Guardian's number two.
Sabaton?
No.
What was that other group that you really liked? And we were like, what? For reals? God, I can't remember what it is right now. And we were like, oh, and you had a been there kind of deal. Everyone listening to this podcast, like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I thought it'd be pretty transparent. I thought it'd be pretty easy.
Yeah, this is actually stumping me a little bit.
You co-host a show with a man.
I know.
You should know this better than anyone.
Creator?
No.
Something power metal-y.
Of course, is I don't know, dude.
Opeth.
No.
I know I got Blind Guardian right. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
The Bronx.
How about Immortal?
Not my top
Marduk?
Five. No.
Baby Metal.
No.
No. Don't ever say that word again.
I mean, I think this is pretty easy. This is as easy
Give us
as
a
it
hint.
Gets.
Give me a hint.
I mean, they're one of the greatest metal bands of all time.
Iron Maiden.
Metallica? Yeah.
No. Yeah,
Iron Maiden's number one.
All right, yeah. Iron Maiden. Okay, I'll get.
So Iron Maiden's your number one.
Mm-hmm.
Megadeth's your number what? Four.
The Megadeth is number four. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty good.
I know him better than you do.
Apparently, let's just host the show together. So we got Iron Maiden, we got Blind Guardian, we got Megadeth.
Mm-hmm. There's one that you guys aren't going to get just because you're not thinking of that
what's
space.
That one band you really like, Kerry?
The one man that I really like?
Come on. Taylor Swift.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Swiftie,
but there is a non-metal band in my top five.
Justin Bieber.
Lady Gaga.
Mm-mm. But it is pop. It is very pop.
Bee Gees.
Uh-huh.
You were close.
All right.
ABBA.
Yes.
Because you're a metalhead, and all metalheads secretly like ABBA.
Or yeah. Secretly like disco?
No, ABBA.
ABBA's in your top five?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we missing any?
That was four, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or was that five?
What's the one we're missing? You got to give us here.
The lead singer could be kind of pompous and talk to politicians a lot sometimes.
Hatebreed?
No.
Hatebreed?
No, the lead singer is kind of, he's very recognizable. He has one name. He talks to a lot of politicians and he tries to be,
Ozzy?
Be like a... Like a
definitely not.
Like, I want to have world peace and that kind of thing.
Is he a metal
David
musician?
Townsend.
He's a not a metal musician. The rock band
Bono.
Bono, yeah.
About
U2? It's U2.
U2,
you
yeah.
Love U2.
Yeah,
I did
really?
Not know that at all.
Yeah,
I didn't know anybody loved U2.
People do.
It's not true. Everybody wants to get rid of U2. Apparently, anytime they get it for free.
Yeah, well, I think U2 fans at this point want to get rid of U2.
Annoying. All right, U2. I did not know that about
all
you.
All right, mm-hmm. So it's. Harry's
I'm terrible. Pretty fucking transparent. It's not...
All right, so it's obviously
Anthrax.
The Beatles.
Anthrax.
<What the fuck? laughs> Wait, what? Okay, go ahead. Let's start
well,
with
he
George
said
first.
Anthrax, which
Anthrax
is obviously...
That's
again,
obvious one, yeah.
I was going to say the Beatles, but I said it as a joke because you like the Monkees.
I like the Beatles a lot, too. Yeah.
But between the two, if you had a pick... Like, if you were holding them off of a cliff...
The Monkees.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, fucking... They're getting Macaulay Culkin is basically what's happening.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
we got Anthrax and we got
Good Son reference for anybody who caught that.
What else do we got?
Yeah.
Devin Townsend.
Devin Townsend.
Megadeth.
I think Devin Townsend has a lot of bands.
Metallica.
No, fuck you. Megadeth, yes, but not in my top five, of course.
I'll say Arion.
Yes, Arion is one of them.
Yeah.
Anything that he works on, anything Arjun works on.
Yeah, Arjun. I don't think that's in his top five.
No.
The Magical World of Disney Music.
No.
Trouble.
Maybe not top five.
Hmm.
They'd probably be number eight.
Yeah.
The Haunted Mansion soundtrack.
Yes. No.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of metal bands, and I'm thinking that you might not have talked about them so much. Iron Maiden?
No, he doesn't like them that much. He likes them, but he doesn't love them.
Yeah.
I do like me some Iron Maiden.
He doesn't love them, though.
Hmm.
Again, we're going to go with the Cliff reference. They would be dropped.
Yeah. Oh, I'm stumped. I don't know. What is it? We got Anthrax, the Monkees.
Yep.
Anthrax, and Monkees. And I feel like we said someone else, didn't we?
Arion.
Did we not say Blind Guardian for you? Oh, we said that for him.
I'm not as much of a Blind Guardian fan as these guys.
Yeah. You should know better than him, man. Or better than me. Swallow Some Suns.
Swallow Sun is on my top 10, yeah.
But not your top five.
So I'll give you another one. Amorphosis, too. This is a band you're not going... This is a band that I grew up on. All right? I listened to them a lot growing up.
Charles Manson.
Marilyn Manson. No, it's neither of those. It's Wham? Not Wham.
George Michael.
Nope.
Suicidal Tendencies?
That's in my top 10, yeah.
Bare Naked Ladies.
They did do a Haunted Mansion cover, though. If you do not know that, they did. I'm actually looking at something on my bookshelf with them right now. They're like, what? What?
Everyone turn around and look. Is it Galactic Empire?
No.
No.
Not Galactic Empire.
Okay. Thought I should try.
Ministry?
Nope.
Gene Wilder?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Look down.
Ace of Base?
Yes.
The Beastie Boys?
Beastie Boys, it's correct.
Huh.
I like me some
I don't think
Beastie
I've
Boys.
Ever heard you talk about the Beastie Boys once.
I haven't listened to them a lot.
I've heard him talk about it because that's the only white rap group he would acknowledge.
1987, when Licensed Ill came out, me and my buddy Scott, we both had like fifth or sixth generation tape copies of that album.
Did you try to be Ed Rock or...
We didn't try to be anybody specific, but we tried to learn every single word on that album.
Did you dress up like a Beastie Boy
at
one point?
I didn't.
You tried once.
I did not.
You tried once.
I didn't.
Everybody from the 80s tried once.
Nope.
I didn't try.
Yeah, you did.
But Iron Maiden's there too.
All right.
He's lying.
I'm not lying. All right, so let's wrap up this episode. Let's talk about our sponsors. I forgot to do that.
Yeah, talk about them.
Yeah, dude.
Let Sean do it this
Why
time.
Why don't you talk about him ever?
I'm going to let George talk about him because I can't think of anything right
All
now.
All
right,
here we go. You want to fill up your headphones with some awesome music?
Yes,
you're
going to
need some headphones first.
You do indeed.
Go to tweakedaudio.com. Type in Metal Geeks, save 33% off, get a lifetime guarantee, and free shipping on your order. Get some awesome headphones, tweak your audio with tweakedaudio.com, put it in your ear holes, mofos.
Thank you for that great sponsorship.
You're welcome. Ad.
There's one last thing I would like to talk about before we wrap up. Issue 2 of your comic book has just been released.
Yeah.
No Evil.
Digitally, it came out for all the Kickstarter rewards people. It came out last week. And we're going to print this week. So next week, we'll have copies and ready to sell.
And I'm in it.
Yeah, you are in it. I think you're on page like 12 or something like that.
It's pretty awesome. I was like reading when I was reading through it the first time. I was like, "When are they going to get to the part?" But I got into the story, so I didn't really when I got to
you
that
just
page.
Totally passed your character.
No, I didn't until my name was mentioned in the page. I'm like, "Oh
like,
shit!
Hey,
oh,
this guy has the same name as me." Like, "Oh shit! He looks like me."
My wife mentioned that he looks a little bit like Penn from Penn and Teller as well.
I can see that. Yeah. Well, it's the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that. It was a lot. It's a good issue.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Cool. Me and Justin are very proud of this issue. And then, like I said, that's coming out very soon. If people want to check it out, go to graybearcomics.com. That's G-R-A-Y. You can pre-order a copy there, or you can get a digital and read it today.
If you're going to be here in Houston at Comic Palooza May 12th through the 14th, you can pick up a copy there, and they'll autograph it for you and
all
that good stuff.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And Justin and I were super friendly, so come by, hang out, talk to us. We're also going to be launching a Kickstarter for issue 3 in March 18th. And we're going to be, you know, releasing issue 3 whenever that's successful, as well as we're going to do a director's cut of issue 1.
No, that's cool. I didn't hear about that before.
Yeah, this is kind of like new news I'm breaking out here.
But yeah, come to Comic Palooza because it's going to be a lot of fun. You can meet these guys. You can meet Iron Fist from Marvel's upcoming Netflix series.
Also,
Finn Jones.
Yeah, the
also
guy
from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You can meet Felicia Day. We were just talking about the Guild earlier. You can meet one of my guests that I'm super looking forward to getting his autograph, and that's Robert Englund. I don't know what I'm going to get yet, but I'm a huge
should get like a Freddy Krueger sweater for him to sign.
I should, huh?
Or a glove.
We'll talk about the glove later.
Do you have one?
It didn't fit, so I must have quit.
Ba-dumps.
There's a lot of great guests, a lot of great comic book people, and we'll get more into it. We're going to have the Comic Palooza podcast program starting back up soon, and we'll be part of that again.
Yeah, we're going to have a live show at Comic Palooza, so
yep,
be sure
we'll
to
have
come
a live
out
show.
And hang out. Also, the new show that I'm doing with Justin, Mind Fudge Comedy, will also be there. And also, if you're listening to this, go and check us out there as well. We're on iTunes and all that other stuff.
Surprisingly, I actually laughed out loud many times.
Why do you say surprisingly?
Because I never do
did
that.
Did you think we're not funny?
No, because I'll listen to podcasts and I'll just kind of like think to myself, that's funny.
He'll giggle to yourself.
But I actually laughed out loud.
That's good.
He actually LOL'd with people around
driving
him.
Around laughing.
That's
out loud.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
So let's talk about that. Where can they find your new podcast?
It's very simple. Just go to Mindfudge on iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud. Or you can find us on Facebook. It's Mind Fudge Comedy. And our website is mindfudgecomedy.com. Twitter, it's Mind Fudgers. Because yep. I think Mind Fudge Comedy was taken.
Or it's too long.
Or it's too long, one or the other. And,
what was your topic this week?
Oh, man. New episode just came out, and I don't remember which one it was. Because we record a little bit ahead of time. So we're a couple.
You're not as topical as like the show is,
right? We don't have to be on news or anything like that. I don't remember what this episode's about. I know the last episode was about pizza.
Yeah,
I don't.
Is that out yet?
The pizza one?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's out.
Okay, I think
a new episode just came out today.
Okay,
so
awesome. So
be sure to check that out.
And
you'll laugh your ass off.
For Sean, where can people find you?
The Metal Pigeon, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, metalpigeon.com.
And msrcast.com.
Yes.
Because you are, of course, my co-host on that show, which I think we're going into our 11th year now.
Wow.
Of doing the show.
Congratulations, guys.
I think 2005 is when we started it. It's about 11. I started the show in like September of 2005. So we're coming up to 12 years soon.
I was about to say, wouldn't that be 12?
Very, very soon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the greatest in math, but I think that's 12.
It will be in September.
That's very cool, man. Congratulations.
So you can find us, of course, msrcast.com, metalgeeks.net. You can find us on all the social medias at Metal Geeks, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We are almost finished signing up for our new affiliate, so we will have a new place you can find us very, very soon. It's going to be like a radio type of thing where we play it a couple times a week.
Right on.
You can, of course, find us on the ESOpodcast.com, and we are still part of the Houston Nerdcasting Collective. And I think that's it. You can find us on iTunes. Subscribe there. Tell all your friends about it. You can find us on Stitcher and
Facebook,
Google
Instagram.
Play as well, the Google Podcast stuff.
We're also on all the social medias.
All the social medias.
Metal
every
Geeks.
Single one. Except the ones we're not on. MySpace
or doesn't exist anymore. Or
Snapchat.
We're not Snapchatting at anything.
Not yet.
Give us some time, though.
Yeah.
Gary will figure it out.
I'll figure it out. That's actually
He's
on
never
my.
Gonna figure it out.
Actually, on my to-do list is to figure out Snapchat. So
really,
it is. So
the life of a social media manager.
What is Snapchat?
It's another social media venue where you like just take pictures or videos.
It's very quick and disappears.
And it only lasts for however 30, 60 seconds you make it last for.
Mm.
That's what she said.
Or less.
That's what she said. All right, I got my last one in.
Boom.
Bazinga.
Don't say that.
Nice. All right, well, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Metal Geeks Podcast. I have been one of your hosts, Carrie the Metal Geek.
George Stripsis.
Sean the Metal Pigeon.
And one last thing. Keep it metal.
And keep it motherfucking geeky.
What about you? What do you want us to keep?
I'm not saying anything.
Damn it.
Just say keep it geeky, goddammit.
Say it.
Keep it geeky.
There you go. Love you.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.